Ross, do you make changes and can you make changes?
There's limited availability. I think if you look at running players, there's Tom Sheridan at Peel. Garrick's retired, so once you've made that mental decision, so that would be unlikely. The obvious one is John Griffin for Sean Darcy in the ruck. And then there's a couple of key defenders down there, Zach Dawson and Sam Collins we can look at. Because our D50 was a bit of a black hole. It went in and we didn't come out too often. So we need to look at that. So there's some challenges within that. So we'll hold our line on the youth, but we will look at... There's clearly some underperformance that... We need to keep some integrity of selection. If someone's below needs to come in, we'll probably do that.
Lockie Neal?
Yeah, he's on the improve. He's a chance. We won't know until later in the week. But it'd be really good for him. He, off a limited pre-season, has produced a pretty solid year, really. Not at his very best. So if he could finish strongly, that would be good for us and good for him.
So no chance, Ibbotson, of a sort of a send-off the last game for Fremantle? You said once you retire, you sort of...
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I can reiterate it, but it'd be unlikely. I think it's a hard thing to do mentally, you know. And same as Garrick. I mean, your career's been built. 170 games, come in as a 17-year-old. Thought he spoke really well yesterday. He's built... What's important, he's taking the opportunity to build his life outside of football. So he's... And that one more year of study, he'll graduate. He's married, he's got a child on the way with Soph, and he'll go on, and the biggest part of his life's to come. So it's not about a last game for Garrick. He worked really hard and had a really strong career, and at times played some really high level for us, and in my time here, he's been an important cog.
A couple of weeks ago, last week, you said that Zach Dawson doesn't necessarily need a send-off game, but is it needs maybe that might bring him back into the fray? You mentioned him just before about possibility of playing.
Yeah, but if we made a choice, if we needed two tall defenders, but one it would be Sam Collins. So probably not.
How do you stabilise your ball movement out of there? Well, I said you mentioned.
Yeah, well, it was a very young back line. It was incredibly young, and we'd been pretty good. We'd eradicated post the St Kilda game. We'd been really quite good at getting it out of there. So, just some inexperience down there. No composers, kicked the ball up the middle a couple of times and then we lost our run and you get stagnant. So, we can encourage them to run, which is when they do that. I mean, we're really good against GWS and Gold Coast. So two different type teams, but we've been very competitive until the last 2 weeks. So there is a tipping point. But we would encourage them to run, you know, don't, because the biggest risk is to take no risk at all. And we thought we'd been, the numbers that showed us have been quite good out of there, but the last 2 weeks had been not a very good standard.
How important is it, Ross, to finish the season on a high, just as a group?
Well, not a bit of high, but competitive, you know. It's possibility mindset, anything's possible, and we're holding our line, we understand what we're doing, and I mean, Luke always shares the media clippings with me, and I think, as Mark said, rebuilds don't occur in 6 months. So I understand all the noise, but we're certainly not wobbling internally. We're all committed, and on the ride there's going to be some potholes along the way. So we'd like to be more competitive, but Richmond lost 6 of the last 8, and lost their last game by 113 points. And if you want to draw a line and give some context of some of the challenges we face, when we played Richmond and beat them at the MCG, 5 of our starting 6 midfield that day were in the stands watching. So, a few of them BNF winners, Sam Lance-Neal, and then Connor Blakely, Michael Walters, who would have won our best and fairest, and Langdon, who gives us enormous runs. So if you bump them back in with Alex Pearce and Benel, there's a bit to like here. So, what you see on the weekend isn't exactly where we're at. But the reality is, you need to build your base level competencies, and that's the feedback to a lot of our young players there. Like, you're in the AFL, but you've got to become a competent player. Like, we're still, and then you've got to shift to the top quartile, which is the top 4, and then you've got to get into the top 2 and win it. So we're still building our base competencies, and that's just the period we're in, but it's great feedback of understanding what's out there. So when they go to the break and then over summer, they understand, which they do, how hard we're going to work to try and bridge that gap.
Do you play Harley Bennell again, Russell?
Yeah, we'll play him. Yeah, as long as he's fine. It was really good, and we just want to continue to build his resilience. We saw a snapshot of what he's got to offer, but we need to build that, and then we'll discuss Peel if it's good to build his resilience and go into the summer. We'll do that because ultimately he needs to be able to do the work to play alongside Fifield and Walters and look like Martin and Cochin do as well. And we all know he's got those capabilities. We didn't recruit him just to be a forward, but at the minute that's where he's sort of stuck. So we'll keep him going. Yeah.
Well, there's that stat, 249 games as coach, that you didn't have a 100-point loss and then three in the last 12. Does that dent your pride or ego as a coach?
Not at all. I've never been a numbers guy. I like to think I'm a player's coach. I just work my hardest. And someone rang a friend and said, you know, how's Ross? And I think it was my wife. And she said, he just gets up and goes to work and does the work. That's winning or losing. It's not about me. Win-loss records and winning percentages don't interest me. That's not what I'm about. And we've all got egos and we'd like to win and we work hard. It's more the fear of losing. I don't like losing. But I'm putting things in context. But we want to be better than what we were on the weekend. And our first quarter was terrific. And then we fell away dramatically in the last 2 weeks. But that's not reflective of our whole year. So there's plenty of people that want to come over the hill, but I've experienced all that before. I mean, so I'm certainly not wobbling. I've got belief in our coaching group and our playing group and the whole club. We'll come again. We just got to do the work and then just be a matter of time. But we're all committed to doing the time. So I'm not a numbers guy. I'm not protecting any record. That doesn't motivate me. I'm committed, I'm in, I understand the challenges, I understand what we've got to do, and which you guys apply the rigour, if you can question who we've played and not playing the youth, well, I'm happy to hear it, but that can't be done. I sit there really comfortably.
You've got a great reputation as a defensive coach, had one. Is it just the youth? Is it just the youth that you think we're having these big margins, or Freo is having these big margins?
Well, I don't think there have been big margins until the last 2 weeks. And so I hear all that, but I've coached a team that was top four attack, 1 and 2 for 22 weeks. So it doesn't. You need to build a list that can play both. Richmond were 12th attack going in. Bulldogs won at 12th attack. So everyone, you can spin it however you like. I don't get it. I'm on this, on that. I'm just a coach that defines the actions that need to be done and work hard. And then I've just found the results follow. So I've never walked in and said I'm an attacking coach, I'm a defensive coach. There's three phases and you've got to coach it all equally. And there's more than three. There's the moments when you're attacking and you're about to defend, and when you're defending and you're about to attack. So there's more than just the three phases. There's about four moments plus the contest.
Ross, how do you see Matt Tavernan's future for the club? He's had a couple of decent games in the last few weeks.
Yeah, he's worked really hard. He played on a couple of tough opponents, hasn't he, in Rampion. So he's put his best foot forward, there's no doubt about that. He's a wonderful lad, he's worked really hard. But I understand your curiosity, but it would be remiss of me to be going through individuals and talking about list management, because I can throw, which is, I believe, and the cobblers do the cobbling. It's done by committee, and ultimately it's Brad Lloyd has final say on our list with the list management committee. And now we also have the footy subcommittee with Dale Alcock on, Peter Bell, Peter Mann and Stephen O'Reilly, to name a couple of them. So there's a big process here, and it'd be flippant and remiss of me to discuss individuals in this forum. That's not the way we do business.
Ross, Griffin, probably discussing individually, but at his age, but also you always need drop depth, a strong performance from him, would that, is he likely to be here?
Griffin Lowe?
No, John Griffin.
Oh, John Griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, I'm not going to discriminate amongst who ask me the questions. I think I've answered that. I think That's all, and we need to sit down at the end of the year and firm it all up, because, I mean, injuries happen in the last game of the year as well. We all know that, so understand your curiosity, but I think if you show the empathy piece and put yourself in the player's shoes, I think you need to ask the question, but you don't really expect me to talk about people's futures in here, because if you go the empathy and place yourself in their shoes, I think it's inappropriate.
Do you expect there'll be any more retirements for us?
I'm not too sure. The only one is Zach Dawson, really, which is, and he's doing it his way, so. Yeah, no, Gary, there was no prompting. Gary just walked in and I was with Bondi and he said, can I just talk to you guys? So it was really, it was a sad moment, but it was a good moment as well. So everyone's got their own destiny under control. But I mean, throughout the year, I think what Gary looked at, well, I'm not playing, we're on a rebuild. So everyone can take control of their own situation. So.
Any incentive in helping West Coast into the finals by a win this weekend, Russ?
It's not something I looked at, but Lee Montagna texted me and said, if you could beat Essendon, that would help us. So we'll roll out the red carpet for you. So if I could do that, I'd be happy to do that.
I'd prefer to help the Saints than West Coast.
I would think so.
Ross, how do you stop them from going back into their shells after two losses?
Yeah, well, we did a review and it was just, there was no whippings, hasn't been. It's been a really good environment. So we're balancing up the demand. So support the person, challenge the behaviour. So it was a sharper review driven by the players. How I affirm them, what leaders do is affirm their people when they're under pressure. So I've affirmed my belief in them. I've given the clear actions. We need to run, we need to bounce more, and our forwards need to lead more. And when we haven't got the ball, can we work harder to find one and close them down a bit earlier than we have been? So affirm them and give them clear direction on what they need to do. And I really believe in this group, because it's not as never as good, never as bad, and that's proven over and over again in AFL football, and that's where I sit in it.
So many kids, when you were the ones that are qualified to play Waffle Finals, would you send them back or would you sit them down?
No, we would like them to continue on. We got some great results out of Ed Langdon and Connor Blakely. Connor won the medal, although we still argue Ed probably had 36 and kicked three. It was pretty good. The WA bias coming out again. But we thought they had great growth and it was a great experience for them. You know, we understand like Subiaco is a really good team and South Fremantle. So if they can experience, you know, some hard-nosed finals football and work hard, that would be important to us. And the competition, the integrity of the Waffle, I think they would like strong teams in our team.
Sorry, let's talk about the defence. Joe Danaher's obviously had an outstanding season. How do you combat him?
Yeah, well, Joel Hanley played on him last time and we won. And they had some challenges off some intensive breaks, but we played pretty good footy that day. And Joel played pretty well, so Joel could go to him. So it's like, you know, if there's pressure around the ball, you can defend, and if it walks in there, it's very difficult as a key defender. So we'd like for... We were pretty good around the ball, but in space we weren't that good on the weekend. So if we can keep our contest up and get it better on the outside, we'll be okay.
Do